to this special episode of Now What? My name is Scott Love, and I'm your host on this amazing and inspirational journey into the mystical and wonderful aspects of life. I am joined today by Brenda McAkron, who is a member of the Unity Spiritual Community. She's here to talk about an upcoming special event she has coming up called Tapping Yourself into Wellness, which will be held Wednesday, September 24th, from 1 to 2:30 at the Unity of Bay City. How are you doing today, Brenda?
Good, good, good.
This weather is starting to shift. I can feel it in my throat. My sinuses are getting kind of weird. Weather changes.
Some folks call it Michiganitis.
Michiganitis?
Yes.
Very good. I think I've heard that before. All right, so tell me a little bit about this Tapping Yourself to Wellness program that you've created.
Well, the program stems from a gentleman named Gary Craig, who introduced to the masses, to the public, back in the early 1990s. And it's very similar, when I try to nutshell it to people, it's like acupuncture without needles.
Okay.
We use the same, many of the same points that acupuncturist people do. Not all of them, of course, because we've narrowed it down to about 14 to 18 points that we use. But we're using the gentle touch of the end of your fingers on these different points with your focus on whatever issues are troubling you, and we get some pretty amazing results.
Yeah, you were just telling me yesterday about how you were in pain.
Oh, it was bad.
And then you just came strolling in here today, like, boop-a-doo. And did you use some of that
tapping? I did the tapping nonstop for like 20 minutes, which I'll tell you, 20 minutes of tapping is quite a few rounds, because it takes less than a minute to do one, what we call a round of tapping.
Right.
And I just did it nonstop for like 20 minutes. I can't really go into all of it, but because of my expertise and where my focus goes and how I've expanded creatively how to talk to my system while I'm tapping, gave my body permission to almost like hitting a reset button and put this back where it was.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty cool.
And it worked. It was amazing.
That is cool. So how did you originally find out about the tapping? And what is the tapping program officially called?
EFT is called Emotional Freedom Technique.
Emotional Freedom Technique.
And Gary Craig is what we can most consider the grandfather of that technique. He brought it. He actually took it to the VA hospital in San Diego, and that's where it cut its teeth, so to speak. And he was dealing with the PTSD folks at the San Diego VA hospital. And there are videos. It's all part of the original training. There were 42 DVDs okay. involved in the original training.
Wow.
And I've been through them three times.
Very good. So you're very well voiced in it.
My friend June Picard, who some folks who are listening may know who June is. She's been doing energy work, and she brought Reiki to this area. She came to my house one day, and we were going to a powwow. And Zip and I were having kind of a rough day. We were caregivers back then, 24/7 for Zip's mom. And we were having a rough day, which anybody that's been a caregiver knows they can. They're almost undescribable days yes. emotionally. And she said she had just been introduced to it, the tapes. They actually came out in VHS, the trainings, as well as DVDs. She goes, just stand over here for a minute. I got to show you this thing. It's going to look really weird, but just do what I say and do what I do, and it's only going to take a minute, just like that. And mm-hmm. we were on our way from the parking lot to the powwow when this happened. And so we tapped along with her. We monkey see, monkey do kind of thing.
Right.
And you could literally feel the tension coming out of your body. It was just like taking an exhale that you just wouldn't let yourself have. And it was amazing. And I was in. I mean, I was in from that day forward. And from the day I first started to train, I was teaching and helping people and using it on every physical and emotional thing you can think of. There is no limit to what this can address. There aren't any guarantees, but I'm telling you, I've seen some. Like yesterday, very few people would understand what a miracle it felt like
right.
to have the pain I was in. I could barely walk. I was scared to walk.
I could hear it in
walk.
Your voice.
Yeah, and after about an hour after I talked to you, I was walking around the house unattended, without any worry, without any stress, And I was being careful just so whatever caused it to happen originally wouldn't happen again. But you can see me today. I'm walking around like nothing happened.
Very good. So if you were to explain to somebody who was a little leery about this whole process, which they come to your workshop, they'll find out more about the process.
Sure.
But I'm sure there's somebody that's listening and be like, tapping, pain relief. What's the connection?
Well, here's the thing. The connection is it's based on the idea that, well, we all know that our body is connected to our emotions, that our bodies react to emotions. It's like when somebody makes you mad, you can get a headache or an upset stomach. That's a direct connection to an emotional feeling you're having is having a physical reaction. And what is happening really at the energetic level is there are, when something bad happens, something negative happens, or you even just witness it, it doesn't even happen to you necessarily, but you see it, you were nearby, or even you heard about it, and it had such an impact that now there's a blockage on a meridian somewhere. Okay, and those blockages aren't meant to get stuck there, but sometimes they do. And they believe that some of the reasons they do get stuck is your reaction to it.
Okay.
Okay, so the tapping is what we're doing is we're clearing those meridians so the body can go about the business of healing itself like it normally would anyway.
So when I hear the word meridian, I think of like little bridges in my body that connect.
Well, like, they're actually more like highways.
Highways, okay.
Yeah, like expressways. This, because each one of these meridians that I'm mentioning, there are actually quite a few meridians, but the major ones, there's like 14 major meridians, and each one of them are directly connected to organs in the body, like the kidney and the liver, the lungs, the stomach, bladder meridians. I mean, all of these meridians, you know, have a direct connection to major organs.
Yeah, very cool. So what can someone expect when they come to this workshop? Like, if they come, what are they going to find out?
Oh, we're going to have a great time, I'll tell you, because my favorite thing to do, I mean, a big part of the workshop is to bring anybody that's got something happening, something bothering them. We do a lot of, they hear the scale of 0 to 10 thing. If you've got something going on that's either chronic for, I don't care if it's been for 5 minutes or for 5 years, and bring them up front, and we do tapping right in front of everybody. In fact, I don't want my audience to tap until I bring them up, because if you tap along with us, when us being me and my victim, if you will, that comes up front first, if you tap along with them, you're going to have issues that are going to get resolved just from tapping along with somebody. It's called borrowed benefits, and I'll talk more about that in the workshop. There's a powerful thing that happens. It's like energy squared.
Okay.
When a group of people do this together.
Right.
This technique, I want to really mention this, Scott. This technique was, there's a gentleman who's gotten very well known, Nick Ortner, and he actually went to school at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Oh, okay.
And when he heard what happened there, as well as when Katrina hit, he gathered a large group of people who are very experienced in tapping and took them to those locations to help people deal with the emotional impact of what was going on there, what had just happened to them, to the parents of the children.
That's so good.
And then in Katrina, that was a huge event, you know, for everybody, and went on for years. So this is really easy to learn.
Okay.
The biggest challenge is giving you an experience that you'll remember, so that when something happens, you'll think to do this.
You'll apply it.
Yes.
Very good. And then, like anything else, the more you practice it, the more firsthand it comes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you know, what are you doing? What am I doing? Oh, I just some unconsciously tapping because I have a headache or whatever it is.
Right.
Well, very good. Thank you so much for coming to explain a little bit about what EFT is and the tapping yourself into wellness. Once again, my guest is Brenda McCachran, and she's leading a workshop called Tapping Yourself to Wellness on Wednesday, September 24th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Unity of Bay City. And to register, you can just go to unityofbaycity.com, look on their schedule of events, and register there. Or you can call Unity of Bay City, and the phone number to Unity of Bay City is 989-686-0265. Nobody answers, just leave a message and let them know you're interested in registering for the Tapping Yourself to Wellness. Well, thank you very much. And is there anything you'd like to add before we say goodbye to folks?
I do. I have one thing that I think is really important. If you're sitting on the fence about whether to come and give it a go or not, I love having non-believers in the group because you don't have to believe it for it to work. And I've taken non-believers up in front of the group with me and started with those folks. They get results whether they believe it or not.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. And to the listener, have a blessed day. And have a good day, Brenda.
Thanks for having me.